to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. It's Friday. This is Lauren Witzke. I'm filling in for Stu today. So Joe Biden's cabinet of unqualified hires and sham diversity picks. But one of the worst of all has to be Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg is the Secretary of Transportation for exactly two reasons. First, he agreed to drop out and endorse Joe Biden during the 2020 primaries in order to help Biden snatch the nomination from Bernie Sanders. And second, because he's gay. That's it. He has no expertise, no history with transportation issues of any sort. He's barely 40 years old and has spent his entire life just trying to become president. Well, now he's in charge of the Department of Transportation, one of the cabinet agencies that actually matters for our day-to-day lives. And of course, it's been a disaster. But man Buttigieg is basically the avatar of a dweeby, limp-wristed, urban, white, male liberalism. One of his first actions upon taking office was a public stunt where he took photos of himself biking to work. This was a sham. They literally pulled the bike out of an SUV and then followed him in it while he was doing this pointless biking stunt. But Buttigieg has done more than bad publicity stunts. One of his big ideas in 2021 was that America should spend taxpayer dollars investigating highways and roads and bridges to find out if they are racist. Yes, you heard that correctly. Some roads are racist. It turns out if they were built through black neighborhoods 30 or 40 or 50, even 80 years ago, the idea goes that these racist roads divided these communities and are the reason property values there stayed low, as opposed to any obvious reason, like all the crime that existed in them or their disastrous local public schools. You could just as easily create the opposite argument, of course, that a neighborhood is poor because it's far away from major roads and economically cut off. It's all the stupidest crap imaginable. But it didn't matter how stupid it was. Thanks to the buttman's advocacy, Joe Biden's infrastructure bill included measures to tear up roads for being racist, an infrastructure bill that literally destroys infrastructure rather than building it. Tell me if you've ever seen anything like that before. You probably remember other disasters of Pete Buttigieg's tenure. Dozens of cargo ships piled up outside the port of Los Angeles because they couldn't be processed quickly enough. Soaring gas prices at the peak of summer. An FAA meltdown that caused the most canceled flights since 9/11. And of course, amid these crises, Buttigieg made a mockery of the family by taking 2 months of paternity leave for a baby he and his husband, quote unquote, adopted. A top U.S. official just punching out for 2 months to care for a baby that neither he nor his partner actually gave birth to. Jim Nels is a supply chain consultant based in Chicago. He previously served as a naval officer, and he worked as a chief procurement officer, chief supply chain officer, and chief operations officer for multiple companies. In short, he has an absolute mastery of America's logistical network, how it functions, how it is breaking down. He also has a recent piece for the Washington Examiner about the left's ongoing attempts to rewrite American history from scratch. We want to talk about both of those things with him. Jim Nell joins us now. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. I mean, we're seeing it all around us. The supply chain is in crisis. You know, gas prices are through the roof. You know, and I believe it's true that, you know, Pete Buttigieg really didn't earn his position. He had no experience in his position, and now Americans are suffering from it. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And historically, the Secretary of Transportation, no one can name who that person is in most administrations. It's a post that you use to reward somebody with a cabinet position where they really can't do any harm. Unfortunately, we put the exact wrong person in there at the exact wrong time. COVID did not cause all of our supply chain issues, but COVID exposed the weakness of the American supply chain, the weakness of our port systems, the weakness of our roads, and the overregulation on the part of the government when it came to transportation. Mayor Pete was more interested in publicity stunts, photo opportunities, and equity when it came to roads and bridges, as opposed to trying to fix the problems that we had and get the economy back on track.
Yeah, and you know, you're a pro at this. This is what your expertise is. You know, if you had been given that position, what would have been the first thing you did as opposed to what Pete Buttigieg did?
First thing I would have done is I would have intervened in the ports and using whatever laws and regulations I could from the federal government would have ensured that our ports ran 24/7, not the fake 24/7 that they talked about on the news when they announced it in Long Beach and in Los Angeles, but a real 24/7, not only for the ports, but for the chassis drop off, as well as for the container pickup and drop off as well. The second thing I would have done is I would have relaxed a lot of the restrictions governing interstate commerce when it comes to truckers. If you are in the military and you're an 18 or 19 year old young woman, you can drive an 18 wheeler in Iraq while getting shot at. However, when you come home, you're not allowed to drive that said 18 wheeler across state lines until you're 21. We need to release those silly rules and regulations so that we have more truck drivers to get the goods to the people that need them, get them on the shelves. The last thing I would have done is I would have walked into Biden's office and started raising holy hell about his policies when it came to domestic energy production. When diesel fuel was up at $5.50 a gallon, men and women, one, couldn't afford to fill their trucks because most truckers are independent contractors. But two, once the products did reach the shelf, American people couldn't afford to do it. And the last thing I would have done is I darn well would have not gone on vacation to Portugal in the middle of the railroad negotiations, which almost saw us have a railroad strike for the first time since the 1930s.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like he's checked out, and he does have the authority to make these decisions, and he can influence these decisions. He could really step in and save the supply chain, but it seems like he's been just too busy doing, you know, he did it for popularity. He did it because he wants to be a star. However, you know, if he actually cared about American infrastructure or our supply chain, he would be here on the ground helping us get this fixed. Now, do you see... I mean, are you optimistic? Is there a possibility we can come back from this? We can repair this? Do you see Buttigieg ever doing anything? Or are we just pretty much bracing ourselves for the ultimate collapse?
Well, we're not going to have an ultimate collapse. Unfortunately, the slowdown in the economy, especially the Chinese economy, followed by the American economy, has really been a pressure relief valve for the supply chain system in the United States. Since the volumes have come down so much, we're able to catch up in the ports, even though we have the worst efficiencies in the ports in the entire world. Think about this. Our two largest ports in America, the Port of Long Beach and the Port of Los Angeles, are the last two ports in terms of efficiency in the entire world. There are ports in third world nations that are more efficient than ours because they've automated, but our labor unions won't let us automate. So I think we've got two more years of Mayor Pete unless he resigns and goes back to filling potholes in South Bend, Indiana. But once he's gone, I think we'll get a real Secretary of Transportation in place that can help with the infrastructure. I mean, if you think about what Mayor Pete, let's look at the airlines, right? Look at the disaster that was trying to fly during Christmas. Now, Some of it was weather related, and you can't blame him for the weather, but you can blame him for how they reacted. And the things that he did were going for the sound bites on the news. I'm very disappointed in the airlines. I don't know if you have children, but when I tell my children I'm very disappointed in them, you know what they do? They laugh. So, you know, and he's wrote them a very strongly worded letter saying they better refund money to people. That's great. People should have their tickets refunded. That does nothing for the infrastructure. It does nothing to improve the system. It does nothing to ensure that these things don't happen again. And that's why we saw at the first of the year our first national shutdown of the airline industry since 9/11, because the computers couldn't keep up with it. And instead of him taking responsibility for it, he blamed everyone except for his lack of success as a Secretary of Transportation.
Right. And how should he, like, how should he? He has no experience in this. You know, he can say, oh, I'm disappointed in them, but actually it's your job. If they're failing, that means you're failing your job. Now, you had spoken a little bit about the rewriting of American history. Could you go into that a little bit?
Yeah. So if you think about what's going on in this country, we're in a situation right now where we're allowed to have statues of Lenin, of Mao, of Satan, but we're not allowed to have statues of Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and Teddy Roosevelt because it makes people uncomfortable. I don't understand that. We can have artwork by Charlie Manson, a mass murderer, the man who led the Manson family, on display in an art gallery in New York or in Los Angeles, but we have to rename Ben Carson's high school because Ben Carson triggers people in Detroit. It's insane. But the other thing that they're doing, and this is interesting because cancel culture eventually runs out of people to cancel, so they have to start canceling their own. They have now canceled the first African-American person to win an Academy Award because she won it for Gone with the Wind. And they decided that Gone with the Wind is a bad movie because of the stereotypes that it has. So now someone who could serve as a role model for thousands of potential African-American actors and actresses is canceled. She's no longer there. And it's really a shame that we have to do something like this, because history's not always pretty. And the only way to ensure that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past is to embrace the past and say, you know what? This is who we were at the time. We've changed. Here's how we've changed. And we never want to go back. I mean, what's next? Do we get rid of the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. because it triggers people who may have had relatives who died in the Holocaust? So let's forget the Holocaust. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know, I think watching, I remember when they tore Caesar Rodney down in my home state of Delaware. I have never been so discouraged in my life. I was watching them tear it down because he was allegedly racist, but actually Caesar Rodney ended slavery in the state of Delaware. Like, he made it illegal. He ended up freeing his slaves. And, you know, he was quite a man. He was one of the original founding fathers, signer of the Declaration of Independence. And watching him be torn down because he was racist was the most discouraging day of my life, because I was like, this is the beginning of the end. Watching our history be torn down and rewritten, essentially, while they don't care if we have Baphomet statues everywhere. You know, that's great. Put George Floyd on every corner. You know, that's our new hero now. You know, this is... It's just, you know, we have to stand up and fight back against this. We cannot lose our country. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. Where can people find your work?
They can find me on Twitter at Jim6555, at Truth at BigJim6555, and at Getter at BigJim69. You can also find my writings on Substack.
Awesome. Awesome. Jim, thank you so much. We'll definitely have you back to talk more. God bless you and happy Friday.
A lot of people struggle to fall asleep and then stay asleep. They're not getting the appropriate amount of REM sleep. They're tossing and turning all night. They're waking up too early, can't fall back asleep. A lot of people's kids can't fall asleep, so they give themselves or their kids melatonin. The problem with melatonin is this. Over time, your body builds up a resistance to it. It takes more and more melatonin to have the desired effect, and then eventually it just doesn't work at all. So there you are, back to failing to fall asleep, tossing and turning all night, not getting the appropriate amount of REM sleep, and then waking up too early in the morning. Try sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Bioptimizers have a scientific formula at sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go and do the research for yourself. Check it out. If it works for you, great. Get away from the melatonin. Do what works. Sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
Protect yourself from the psychopath lizard things that want to take your kids and touch them and groom them and molest them and traffic them. The psychopaths who want you to inject yourself with a deadly bioweapon, and then they want to incapacitate you by taking all of your food away by the food supply shortage, and then come for your money and your guns. Protect your money with gold and silver from Goldco. The imminent great financial reset that resets the electronic banking system to zero, it's going to happen. It's the only way that they can have ultimate control. But if you have gold and silver, guess what? You're set. Don't be a victim. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Also, if you mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co., $10,000, up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right now.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu today. So Joshua Yoder is a commercial airline pilot and president of the U.S. Freedom Flyers, which was created by pilots to push back against the mandates surrounding the COVID-19 vaccine for pilots and passengers. He and other Freedom Flyers members have been diligent to detail the FAA's failure to do proper testing of cardiac health requirements for American pilots. Josh Yoder joins us now with an update. Thank you, Josh, for joining us today. Hey, listen, we are so happy to have you on here. We are so appreciative of what you're doing. I have been talking to other pilots, actually, I have met in passing, and they know who you are. A few of them had to leave their airlines to go work for alternative jobs, UPS, all this stuff, because of these mandates that you guys have been currently fighting, and you equip pilots and passengers to stand up to this regime what is going on with these cardiac events? So I know that the FAA lowered the standard and the requirements for pilots, the cardiac standards for pilots for the specific purpose. This we've never seen anything like this before. Now, what are you seeing? Are we in danger? Like, is it something that we should avoid flying for the time being until this is handled?
Hi, Lauren. Thank you so much for having me on. As far as being in danger, I think it's fair to say that we're not as safe now as we were 3 years ago. As you mentioned, the FAA did reduce the cardiac testing standard for pilots, specifically as it applies to the PR interval, which is something that cardiologists are telling us is significant. But that's not the only thing. I think one of the greatest issues that we're currently seeing is the lack of testing for subclinical myocarditis, which we know is a primary side effect of these shots. It's published by Pfizer and Moderna themselves. And this is what we're seeing in pilots. I believe it was just yesterday that Sierra Lund, a private pilot, 23 years old at the time when she got the first Moderna shot, was here on your show. And, you know, within 18 hours, she was experiencing symptoms of cardiac arrest. And today, Sierra's 24. She can no longer fly again. She has an enlarged heart that's inflamed, a severe case of myocarditis. And, you know, her life has been destroyed. She was a bodybuilder prior to this. Obviously, we then have the cases of Captain Bob Snow. I spoke to him yesterday as well. You know, and Bob's furious. His entire life has been destroyed. Cody Flint, many other cases. And what's most concerning about this is the federal air surgeon, Susan Northrup, who's the top doctor at the FAA, made a comment to Steve Kirsch about 5 days ago that no pilots have been harmed by these vaccines. You know, these incapacitations aren't occurring. That's a blatant lie. We know that because whistleblower documents have been sent directly to Susan Northrup with the proof of this. On December 15th of 2021, U.S. Freedom Flyers and Partners sent a letter to the FAA actually warning them of these cases. We detailed in that letter cases, incapacitations that had already happened. And now as we've continued through 2022, there's just been case after case. And these pilots have emailed and called Susan Northrup, and there's been absolutely no response. So for the FAA to make a statement like that is just a blatant slap in the face of the people who are being affected.
Yeah, it's true. I remember, I mean, this was last year even, we were bringing people on the show who had were pilots that went into cardiac arrest or had injuries, and all the major airlines pilots, all the major airlines were saying, deny, deny, deny. This is a lie. They even attacked us and said, they are blatantly lying. There's no proof that this person died. There's no proof that this person was injured by the vaccine. It's like they're almost in denial. Now, we're at a point now where flights are, you know, the supply chain and the flights and everything are at the worst they've ever been. We had Jim Nellen on earlier. He was a supply chain expert, transportation expert, and he was saying, you know, this is unprecedented numbers like of disruption since 9/11 in flights. And, you know, I met actually a stewardess. I was talking to her. I was at the airport and she was talking about, she's like, we have no pilots. That's the thing. That's why you see all these delays. You know, everybody went to work somewhere else because of the mandates. And those that did stick around are getting injured or severely injured. You know, is there a way to pursue accountability for them blatantly lying, these airlines blatantly lying to the people and saying, this is not true, there are no injuries, when you know for a fact that you had, you know, a 24-year-old pilot just yesterday coming on the Stu Peter Show suffering from myocarditis, no prior health issues. Now she got vaccinated in order to fly, so she continued flying, and now she'll never fly again. You know, how do we hold these people accountable? What can we do, and what can we do to support the Freedom Flyer movement?
That's such a valid point, Lauren. Just in the past 5 days, I've had over 8 pilots call me with cardiac issues. Sierra Lund was one of those people. And so this issue is growing. It's something that's not going away. And yet the airlines and the FAA continue to stick their head in the sands. They're doubling down on their position that this isn't happening because they all have criminal and civil liability. Mm-hmm. As to what we're doing about it, we've realized that dialogue is no longer going to work. We've tried that route. And just as early as yesterday, the FAA came out and said they have no intention of investigating these incidents because they believe they're not happening. This is despite, you know, probably at least 50 pilots emailing Susan Northrup, you know, vaccine injured pilots just over the past few days. And yet they continue to ignore the issue. So unfortunately, the only way forward is litigation. U.S. Freedom Flyers legal team is currently putting together a case against the FAA. We're researching the best practices and we are going to hold them accountable. That's the only way this is going to change. They obviously don't want to have the conversation, and that puts us in an unfortunate position. But if we don't do something about this right now, we're setting ourselves up for catastrophe. You know, what we're pushing for, number one, is pilot amnesty. We're demanding that the FAA takes no certificate action against the pilots who have been affected by this. They created the problem, and now it's going to be up to them to fix the problem. In addition to that, we want additional cardiac testing. Subclinical myocarditis absolutely needs to be tested for. And the current cardiac testing with FAA flight physicals does not address this issue. And we know that in cases of subclinical myocarditis, more than 50 or there's a 20% mortality rate within 2 years and a 50% mortality rate within 5 years if left untreated. So you can see why this is such an urgent matter. And often the first symptom can be sudden death, which is why we're really making a focus on this. Now, this isn't a death sentence. If the pilot is tested, they understand that they have myocarditis, there's treatment available. As a matter of fact, we're working with a team of doctors, cardiologists, and clinics who are actually very effectively treating myocarditis. So that's what I want these pilots to understand is you can always reach out to us at US Freedom Flyers, info@usfreedomflyers.org. We will be happy to connect you to our medical team and we can get you assistance. I think, many people aren't coming forward because they're afraid of what it will do to their careers. They think that this will take them out of the flight deck forever, and that simply is not true. We certainly have solutions here. There's things like Cardio Miracle, something very simple that you can take twice a day, cardiomiracle.com. It's an amazing product that increases the nitric oxide and vitamin D3 levels in your body. And so it repairs that inflammation that's happening in the endothelial cell linings. And this helps to prevent the microclotting and other issues that we're seeing related to the vaccines.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, Stu has a landing page for that. You can go over to highpowerheart.com and you can get the cardiac miracle there. Now, here, I think the biggest issue is why people aren't coming forward. You know, there's more vaccine injured pilots out there. I don't even like to call it a vaccine, the bioweapon injured pilots out there. Now, they know that if they come to you, that doesn't mean it's the end. Like coming forward to Freedom Flyers, telling them their story, getting the help they need, it doesn't ground them. What it does is it gives them backup. Everybody needs a tribe. So what US Freedom Flyers is giving is these pilots and airline staff a tribe. And you have to get with your tribe and you guys will have their back. And there's legal teams that you have working with people I know now. You guys are really making some headway. And it's giving a lot of people hope. That's what we need is some hope, because I think we see all this stuff happening and they're just deny. It's not happening. You're crazy. These people aren't injured. And people are getting demoralized. You know, even with the Project Veritas releases yesterday, with the Pfizer head of development talking about how they're mutating the virus so they can make another vaccine. Like, it's like, when do these people start getting held accountable? And it starts getting demoralizing when we keep losing and nothing happens. So I'm really grateful to see that there is an organization out there that is actually mobilizing, getting legal teams together and taking action, and also bringing others in and helping them as well. You can go over to freedomflyers.org. Is that correct?
It's usfreedomflyers.org. And I want everyone to understand that when you call us, it's 100% confidential. We'll never put out your story. We're not going to tell the FAA. We're not going to tell the companies. We're going to get you help. We'll connect you offline. And then, once you're diagnosed, it's up to you what you do with that information. But we do have the resources to help you. And that's a huge focus of ours right now, because we believe that if we don't help the vaccine injured, it's going to have such a detrimental effect on the airline industry that it's going to affect all of us. This isn't just the vaccine injured.
It's true. And yes, we support you all. I know that it was the greatest PSYOP in global history, all the marketing money that went to marketing, U.S. funding that was going into the propaganda. They even hired micro-influencers to tell you that the vaccine was safe and effective. It was all a lie. And, they really launched an all-out psychological attack on the American people. That does not make you a bad person if you were deceived. It just means that you have backup and you can now be helped through this, and we should all do this together. Joshua Yoder, thank you so much. Any last words before you go? Anything that you want Stu's audience to know?
Yeah, thank you, Lauren. What I want your audience to understand is that this is a fight that's not going to be won just by airline pilots and airline employees. We really need the public to get behind us financially and support us, and also help to spread the word. I believe there's going to be a link below this show for the Give, Send, Go. And this is specifically for the FAA lawsuit. This lawsuit isn't just for pilots and flight attendants and people in the airline industry. This is for the passengers. This is to ensure that the FAA does the right thing to ensure your safety.
Absolutely. Yes, we will put that Give, Send, Go link in the description below. Please make sure you check it out. If you are watching this on television, make sure you go to Stu Peters on Rumble and you can find this interview there and find all the details and descriptions. Joshua Yoder, thank you so much and God bless you. Keep us up to date, please.
Thank you.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Staying healthy isn't that hard. Let's talk about a few common sense key elements. Getting the proper amount of rest. Yeah, good sleep. Combating stress and anxiety. Promoting a strong immune system. All of these things are done with the miracle mineral magnesium. A lot of Americans, 75%, suffer a magnesium deficiency, which allows for low mood and sleepless nights, stress and anxiety, and ultimately an early grave. Well, we don't want that. So a lot of Americans that do recognize that are going out to get magnesium supplements. Make sure that you're getting the right one. The only full-spectrum magnesium supplement is Magnesium Breakthrough. The 7 most critical types in the appropriate amounts of magnesium in your system with one pill, your evening dinner time, every single day. You'll get the right amount of rest. You'll promote a positive, strong immune system. All of these things. Your body's overall functionality. Magnesium Breakthrough can be found at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. More of the Stu Peters Show in 30 seconds. New year, new you. How many people say it? Today, we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat, crush your cravings, maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu.
Stephanie Daubert is a heart attack survivor. In order to survive the attack, she needed to undergo physically traumatic CPR as well as long-term ventilation. It took her months to recover from the attack. And even after she was discharged from the hospital, she could not leave her home for a very long time. Stephanie reached out to our program after the Damar Hamlin incident because, like a lot of people, she was very intrigued by Damar's miraculous and rapid recovery. When Damar Hamlin supposedly appeared at the Bills playoff game last Sunday, he had no oxygen tank with him, despite supposedly requiring it. He also had no PICC lines for delivering medication into his body, which is also standard for heart attack victims. That's a very different experience from the one that Stephanie had, to say the least. Stephanie Daubert joins us now. Stephanie, okay, so I think that this is something that the whole world is questioning. Now, you had a heart attack. You went through exactly the same thing that Damar Hamlin allegedly went through a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Now, what was your experience like compared to his? Are you watching this saying, this is unreal, there's no way?
Yeah, I definitely thought that. Right after Damar was given CPR and was taken to the hospital, and I found out that he was put in a medically induced coma and put on a ventilator, I instantly made a podcast called Damar Hamlin Surviving a Ventilator, because I wanted people to know what the process might be like for him, you know, being on a ventilator, what would be like for him when he wakes up, the long process of recovery that he would want to go, that he would have to go through. So, and that was probably 30 minutes I talked about it, just because from my own personal experience. And then when I saw him at the game the other day, first of all, you can call me a conspiracy theorist. A lot of people have. I really honestly don't think that is the person that was at the game. And here's the reason why. I mean, when I was in the ICU, my heart stopped beating. I was already receiving like high flow CPAP mask, and then I went downhill fast, and then I stopped breathing. They had to give CPR on me for a very long time, and I went into some type of anaphylactic shock, so they couldn't get the breathing tube down my throat. So they were going to cut a trach in my neck to get the tube in, but luckily the doctors were able to get the tube in. But I was on that ventilator 2.5 weeks, at least closer to 3 weeks. And when I woke up, I was completely confused. I had no idea where I was. I did know the severe amount of pain I was in from all of the ribs that they did break doing CPR. And when I bring this subject up to people, even on Twitter about broken ribs, they make the excuse, well, Damar Hamlin's, you know, very young and he's an athlete. But, you know, when CPR is given correctly, it doesn't matter really what type of shape your body takes a brutal beating. Yes. You know, from the CPR. So that was the worst part of it after waking up. You know, once I was finally out of the ICU, it took me probably a week to get out of the ICU once I was finally awake from the ventilator. But then once I was moved to a regular room, I was still on oxygen. I couldn't walk whatsoever. I had to be trained to be walked with a walker, with a physical therapist, but I couldn't get off the toilet myself. I had to have somebody help me. They tried to train me to hold on to the bar in the bathroom and the walker and find a way to like pull myself back up. So after a few more weeks in the hospital, I was let go to my house, but they wanted to make sure that I had enough people there to take care of me, even though people would come in and check on me to like physical therapy and other people to make sure that I was able to function in my house. But I made a video last night. I still have all my oxygen tanks sitting right here because, you know, with the problems that I've had with my heart, and now I have a pacemaker, things like that. I don't know when I'm going to get sick and may need those things.
So you had mentioned that when you woke up from the ventilator, mm-hmm. you were confused. How long did that last for? Because we were told that during that bizarre press conference, like 2 days after DeMar's initial collapse, that he woke up and was like, who won the game? Now, is that possible, or aren't you? What I'm told by medical doctors and our people are saying that's impossible. He wouldn't even know he was a football player. He wouldn't know his own name.
No. What most people don't know, about 80% of people who are on a ventilator come out of the ventilator and they experience what is called ICU delirium. And I've talked about this subject before, but when your oxygen has been deprived, when your brain's been deprived of oxygen for a period of time, you're not thinking clearly when you wake up. So I did ask the nurse, like, how long I have been here, and that was the only coherent sentence I made. I hallucinated for days. I thought people were in my room singing to me, like famous people. Excuse me, sorry for the tissue. Another thing that happens to a lot of people in the ICU, when they experience this delirium, they think doctors and nurses are trying to kill them. So I thought every nurse and doctor coming in the room was trying to kill me. It got so bad. It lasted about a week and a half of me being in this state of delirium where some things cognitively I knew were real. I couldn't distinguish what was real and what was not real until they thought about sticking me in some type of psychiatric facility initially, because they didn't know how long this would last. But it was like one day, just the light bulb went on, and all of a sudden
We know that ventilators can cause psychosis. That was a big thing during COVID. They would put people on remdesivir, they'd put them into a state of psychosis, and they can't defend themselves, and then they do a bunch of stuff to them, not give them food, not give them water, and then they'd put them in a back room until they died. Like, that's just what the ventilators do, and the medications that they put you on, they send you into a state of psychosis to a degree. Now, in your opinion, after seeing DeMar Hamlin last on Sunday, walking around, pep to his step, waving his hands, in your opinion, was that him, based on your own experience as a CPR, heart attack survivor, ventilator survivor? Was it him?
Personally, deep down, I'm just going to go with my initial gut. I thought there's no way possible that could be him, because just for me to get out of bed, I would keep the oxygen, the big machine in the bathroom, because it made so much noise, and it was really heavy. And just in the morning, to get from the bed to the couch, it would take, I could not breathe, even with like 100% oxygen, like blowing in my nose, like, and the broken ribs, like when he was waving his arms up and down, there is no way I could have done that. I mean, just moving, like simple things, like grabbing a cup like trying to reach for it on the table. It was near impossible to do. So, and he was given CPR for a long time, like what they say, 9 minutes or more. And then they had to revive him again at the hospital a second time. At least that's what some people are reporting. So,
question. So you're awfully young to have a heart attack. What happened to you? How did that happen to you?
I went into what is called a third degree AV heart block, which is basically puts me in a fatal type of rhythm. It's a different fatal rhythm than DeMar was in. Basically, the top part of my heart was not communicating with the bottom of my heart, and the whole electrical conduction system wasn't working. So the top of my heart would beat fast, and the bottom, it was just not, when they're not even, like bump, 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 the blood is not flowing throughout your body at all. So,
okay.
And that just came on. They say that some people are born with that, and then it just hits them.
How long ago did it hit you? Really,
the first time I was diagnosed with that was in 2015.
Okay.
But gotcha. I've been having heart problems, you know, ever since then. I go to the heart doctor regularly, but there's times where my heart, even because people understand when you get a pacemaker put in, it only regulates how fast your heart beats. It doesn't prevent you from going into irregular heartbeats or fatal rhythms,
right,
and things like that.
So it has taken you probably, even to this day, would you say that you're recovered? It's been 7 years. Do you feel like, are you still, it probably took you about a year to really even get back to your old self. Like, are you still feeling repercussions for that? Or like, are you feeling like you're back to your old self now after that traumatic experience? Or how long did it take?
Well, after getting off the ventilator, that was in August, mid-September of 2021. So I'm still not the same. I have like permanent scar tissue in my lungs from being on the ventilator. So that's something that I will never recover from. So I get these breathing function tests every few months just to see, and I get lots of x-rays to see if scar tissue has gotten any worse. And the main thing is trying not to get like pneumonia or other sicknesses again, because I already have damage, it will make it a lot worse for me.
Right. I understand that. Okay. Well, I was just curious. I was just wondering, it sounds like it was 2021 when this happened to you. And I mean, thank you so much for coming on and giving us your experience and kind of giving us some clarity on what these patients go through, because I can't speak to it because I don't know, because I've never been given CPR and been put on a ventilator or had a heart attack. You know, you have. So you were able to witness to this firsthand. And we appreciate you coming on the Stu Peter Show. We'd love to stay up in touch with you. And thank you. And God bless you and have a great day. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. KURIBL. Curable.com is my CBD company. There's all kinds of things that you can treat with CBD. Just go to the internet, the web of things, and take a look around. I'm telling you, migraine, headaches, and allergies, ADHD and Parkinson's, joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, all of these things, try CBD, plus anxiety and stress. If you're dealing with those things, try the tinctures from Curable.com. You'll get 20% off site-wide if you use the promo code STU at Curable, KURIBL.com. 20% off using promo code STU at Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
I try to stay as healthy and as fit as I can. God gave me a very specific directive: get into warrior shape. And so I work on that every day. I work out in the gym. I try to watch what I eat. I take things like the Z-Stack protocol daily and other supplements, the things that we advertise here on the program. I take them myself, and that's how I can personally endorse them. Believe me, we've had a lot of offers that we have turned down because I can't get on board with the product. We're not going to just take money. But you know, I do have some bad habits. I love carbs, of course. Who doesn't love pizza and pasta and potatoes? I mean, who doesn't love French fries, all of these other things? Well, apparently now there is a new scientific formula to being able to eat those carbs without all of the fat gain. Yeah, seriously. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Thehealthyfat.com/stew. There is a full scientific breakdown of how you can enjoy carbs because we know that you love them as well. These are all the foods that taste good, but they seem to, you know, pack on the pounds, that stubborn fat that you just can't get rid of. Well, now there's a way to do that. Consume the carbs, don't gain all the fat. Thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew.
Despite its name, our healthcare system doesn't really function as one. It's sick care. It's focused on treating people who are ill or increasingly ill these days, making them even sicker. To stay away from hospitals and doctors who only seem to care about whether you're vaccinated rather than if you live or die, that means that all of us must become masters of real healthcare, keeping ourselves healthy long before we ever have to even get to the hospital. But how do we do that? To discuss that topic, we're joined by one of our frequent guests and show sponsors, Christopher Key of vaccine-police.com. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us today. All right, what do you got going on there? Tell me what's going on.
Well, behind me, Lauren, we have the new Keys to Life med bed. And Lauren, this is not the government med beds that regrow limbs. We believe this is the most advanced technology that's been released to market as of yet. And here in Boynton Beach, Florida, we're developing the new paradigm where we're teaching people how to be their own doctors so that you can heal your own body from the so-called disease. Because again, I believe there is no disease, Lauren. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communications. When the cells quit communicating, they cause inflammation. That inflammation has been given many, many, many different names like cancer, autism, Parkinson's, COVID. All you have to do is make the cells communicate again. The inflammation goes away. Therefore, the disease goes away. So here in Boynton Beach, we're teaching people how to be their own doctor. This is the new paradigm because the people, when they comes out with what has happened to the world, medical doctors will never be looked at as the same. So we're showing how you can heal your own temple when you God intended it to happen. And we believe that's very simple. Quit poisoning your temple with the water that you're drinking, the food that you're eating, the air that you're breathing, the frequencies that are out there as far as 5G and whatnot. This is a new paradigm. And if people don't want to believe me, go do your research. I believe the three most important people that walk the face of the earth, number one, Jesus Christ. Number two, Nikola Tesla. Most people know who Nikola Tesla was. But number three is Royal Raymond Rife. Again, we've talked about this. In 1932, Royal Raymond Rife was given 16 terminal cancer patients by the Cleveland American Medical Association. And in 60 days, he cured, yes, I said cured, 14 of the 16. Took him another 30 days to cure the other two, 100% cure rate. And sadly, your people out there do not know about this. Go look this man, go look up his universal microscope that was the most powerful microscope on planet Earth. And when it magnified a cancer cell, it could look at that cancer cell while it was living. And he could frequencies and shoot it at it till he found the right one that resonated and made it disintegrate. Everything is energy. God spoke and we work, Lord. And my big thing with the vaccine police is you can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. And it's so important for the people out there to go to your temple. And if you don't believe me, this is real. Guys, try my little pain chip. We talked about this over and over again. If you have any pain in your body, you take the chip, put it where the pain is, and instantaneously, the pain will be greatly decreased, if not gone. If we can do this with a little chip, just imagine what we can do if we put more energy into the temple, if we're able to put more frequencies into the body. Again, go do the research. The temple will, I repeat, the temple will, I believe, heal itself from any and all things when you give it the energy that God intended to have. What are your thoughts, Lauren?
Yeah, you know, you had mentioned the God's word says that God spoke life into existence. And it also says in his word, the power of life and death is in the tongue. That means that the words that we speak or the frequencies that we put out have power. You know, so I truly believe from a biblical standpoint that there is something to these frequencies. Now, you said that Raymond Rife actually cured people from cancer by focusing frequencies on the cancer cells. You know, it's the cause of inflammation, etc. Can you tell me what's going on behind you? What is that? Is that something that's part of your technology? Are you allowed to talk about it? Or is it something that you'll be revealing soon?
This, Laura, is one of the newest technologies we've brought to market. And this is like nothing I've ever seen or experienced myself, where I believe we're physically rewiring the brain, okay? We're rewiring the brain and getting those connections that were interfered with, whether we took the vaccines, whether we were poisoned by the toxins from the fluoride, the aspartame, the genetically modified organisms, God knows what, because they're poisoning everything. These Satanists are poisoning everything that comes close to our temple. And that's why it's so important for you guys to do the research. And what we have behind here is the Keys to Life Medbed. And what we believe is happening is that it's physically giving the body the energy it needs. It's a combination of scalar waves, Tesla technology, Rife technology, sacred geometry. We're using binary beats. We're using everything to rewire the temple. Because again, they have poisoned the temple. And that's why the people out there listening, guys, it is so important. Again, I'm not a medical doctor. I would never practice medicine without a license. But I believe it's so important for you guys to detox the body. Okay, detox is so, so important. Again, we've had a four-step protocol that we talked about where number one, accept Lord and Savior Jesus Christ first and foremost. And then number two, you have to detox the temple. And the most important way I believe to detox the temple, Lauren, I can't speak about it anymore or I will go to jail. My good friend Mark Grinnan has been in prison now with his three sons for almost 700 days now. And I can't talk about that substance. But the one I can talk about, Lauren, is the glutathione. Glutathione is the most amazing product in the world, I believe, second most amazing product in the world to detox. But you have to inject it into your veins to get absorption. But Dr. Rick Lentini increased a lipo delivery system that gives your body 98% absorption, which is unheard of. And then the chips make the cells communicate. And Lauren, the thing that I love more than anything is my deer antler velvet. And we continue to talk about this, but it's so important because this product right here was banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA. Why? Because this works. And don't believe me. Go talk to any anti-aging doctor in the country, and they will tell you if you want to stay young, if you want to keep your mojo, you want to do synthetic HGH. No. Okay? It's synthetic. It costs $4,000 a month. I can't afford that. And you have to inject it in your subcutaneous fat. Now, when you do that, your liver transfers into what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That's what does everything. Dr. Lentini has deer farms in New Zealand. Their antlers are literally the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They grow an inch a day. You can physically watch them, Lauren, grow during the day, 1 inch a day. And the why they grow so fast is the high concentration of IGF-1 that's on the tip of the antlers. He's been able to freeze dry it out, put in a lipo delivery system that his scientists invented, that they have the patent that gives your temple 98% absorption. But more importantly, he has the randomized double-blind placebo studies to prove that they will increase your IGF-1 levels by 60%. This is unheard of. This is unheard of. And that's why for all the Stu Peters listeners, if you buy one bottle today, we give you the second bottle free, and we give you a free bottle of Sleep Miracle. Okay, use coupon code STU. And guys, this is not something you just do for a month. Give this at least 3 months, and I promise you, your body, your mind, your temple will be changed forever. Will change forever. So give it a try. Yes, you have to get on auto ship, but if you get on auto ship, we give you half off, give you all the discounts, and you can cancel at any time. So if you need my pain and energy chips also, you got to send a text to 205-936-9803. And I love it when these don't work for somebody, because then I want to know why God made you different so I can go back to the drawing board and make these better. Because I promise you, Lauren, the science will never, ever be settled. And for these medical doctors, these physicists out there to tell you the science is settled shows you they don't know what science is. Science is always changing. Is that not true, Lauren?
No, it is true. And, you know, I'm curious what your plan is, because you know Big Pharma is going to come for you, because you know cancer and sickness is a big money maker in America. You know, they don't make any money. The medical industrial complex doesn't make any money off of people getting healthy and staying out of the hospital and taking care of themselves. So I look forward to hearing more about this. Now, listen, I heard a rumor about you. I heard that there might be a Keys to Life show coming to the Stu Peters Network in the morning. Is this true? Can you confirm or deny this?
No comment, Lauren. No comment. But again, okay. Lauren, I fear no man. I fear not Satan. This new paradigm has already been built, and they've lost. And we, the people, are standing up, speaking up. And guys, I got court February the 13th. We'll come back on to talk about that, because I've already been sentenced to 30 days in prison, and I need your listeners' help to make phone calls to the district attorney in Birmingham, Alabama, Daniel Carr, and the judge Pickett, okay, sweetheart?
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Make sure you follow vaccine-police.com and as well as follow Christopher Key on Telegram. Christopher Key, thank you so much. Thank you for your support of this network. And we will get an update from you soon. Okay.
Love you guys. God bless.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Never again fund the corrupt DC swamp. Take back your freedoms. Freedom Law School is now enrolling students. 100% guarantee if you are a part of the Restore Freedom Plan. Go to restorefreedoms.org. That's restorefreedoms.org to enroll. Thank you so much for joining, folks. Make sure you sign up at stupeters.com as a subscriber to catch this week's premium. You're not going to want to miss it. Here's a clip.
I'm determined to destroy any of the plots that these devilish minions have put together and concocted. I know in regard to the analogy you gave, it's very pointed because I feel daily as if we're being set up to react in a certain way, which would justify action from the new FBI $11.3 billion domestic terrorism force. And but as someone who's, I'd say I'm a middle-aged person now, not as young as I used to be, okay? But I tell you, as I mention this, because even in my middle age now, I still look to your generation. I look to your generation for advice. I look to your generation for your wisdom. Are there any other times in history we've come across this same paradigm, at least in the time you've lived, where to be patriotic, to stand up for the U.S. Constitution, that to do those things, the government considers to be an enemy? Can you think of a time that we can look to for advice in this respect?
It's a new thing coming from the government, but this is the stance of the left since the 1960s. Mm. With the Vietnam War, really, it became mainstream on the American left to disparage America, to even to hate America, to think that the United States never acts for the good, but is always the villain in any international interaction. These things, they all have their seeds in the protests to the Vietnam War. But what the left is trying to concoct now is a win-win situation as far as they're concerned. That, as you noted in your introduction, they keep pushing and keep pushing patriotic Americans and enforcing their agenda upon us. And then if anybody fights back, they can use that as proof that we really are the insurrectionists and traitors that they claim we are. And so either way they win. And so the first thing we have to do is understand what their game is so that then we can thwart it in all kinds of different ways.
Well, I know that I spent much of Christmas and Thanksgiving trying to explain this to my family. And certainly it's hard to tell people things which are unprecedented, things that have never happened before, because they don't believe you. They don't believe you and they say, well, no, that just sounds nuts. That just sounds crazy that the U.S. government would be turning against its own people and in this respect, baiting people into what now they've termed as extreme action. I do wonder, and as a first-generation American, I've read my history books. As a British citizen, I know that it took, a revolution, and I'm being very clear with my words here, a revolution to found this country. I look now to a time where that same revolution against tyranny, against a king, wouldn't just be illegal, it'd be considered un-American, which is kind of crazy, but it doesn't seem to make sense. But where I'm going with this, so you mentioned Fort Sumter. You know, I've read quite a bit about it. I'm sure you've read more than me. I'm looking at this. What do you think could be the Fort Sumter of our age? I know that it won't be maybe another J6, but I constantly am looking at examples where our freedoms are not just being eroded, but we're another country. I mean, for example, you saw James O'Keefe in a restaurant confronting that Pfizer research and development fellow. The part that caught my eyes, Robert, was the man pushed his camera crew. They locked James O'Keefe inside the restaurant. Now, of course, they're going to be charges against this man. No. James O'Keefe is trying to show the gross problems and really just gross malfeasance when it came to the government COVID rollout. But aside from this, I'm not seeing anyone go to jail. I'm not seeing anyone get held accountable. I am seeing and hearing from people on my staff that it's normalized now. Edward, nothing's going to change. How can it change their minds, Robert?
Well, in the first place, we have to understand there is a two-tier justice system in the United States today. And if the roles had been reversed and James O'Keefe had, had attacked that guy.
That might
guy,
be him calling.
Then James O'Keefe would be facing years of prison. But because the guy who attacked him is a leftist, nothing will happen.
Now, you can catch the rest of that interview this weekend by subscribing to StuPeters.com/subscribe, become a premium member, and have access to exclusive content. Y'all, God bless you. Have a great weekend, and thank you for tuning in.